episode of the Crazy Town Podcast. My name is Jonas, I'm your host, and I'm here with
TNT Dynamite, the Explosive One, TNT, D-I-N-O-I-M-I-G-H-T. What up, Jonas?
Oh, dude, I'm here to tell you all the things that you didn't know.
What? I don't know much of anything.
I'm about to drop some knowledge on you.
Holy shit, Jonas, I'm not ready for it. Hold on, let me get my back brace.
I will be your Socrates.
before you drop it.
Yeah, dude, I don't want you to have to catch it off kilter and strain your lower lumbar.
No, it's not. Wait, what? It's that heavy?
Yeah, dude, I'm dropping some fucking rocks on you, dude.
Is it hot? Should I get my fire safe gloves?
I think it'll burn through any gloves you got, friend.
Whoa, Jones is dropping that hot, heavy knowledge, man.
I'm dropping rocks the size of magma balls.
God, what is the size of a magma ball?
Leave it to your imagination, dude. Thank you so much for joining us today on the Crazy Town Podcast. Whether you're watching us on our YouTube channel, The Crazy Town Media, or hearing our voices sweetly rub your eardrums, Spotify or iTunes. Thank you for joining us today. And this dude does Twitch things.
TNT Dynamite. I'm on Twitch every single day at 10 o'clock a.m. Central. That's TNT DINOMIGHT _ Crazy Town at twitch.tv.
Yeah, boy. He's famous.
No. I do. I love you. All right, let's keep. What do we got, Jonas? What do we got today?
I was just putting a bunch of build up for nothing. I don't have any stories today. Nothing.
I mean, that's perfectly fine. You think I can't fucking freestyle my way through this, Jonas?
I mean, we are shit talkers. Talking shit is our forte.
Absolutely, Jonas.
I do have stories. I'm a liar.
No, see, double the lies, Jonas. I don't know what to believe
actually,
anymore.
Actually, triple the lies because I don't even know what magma is. I do. I'm a liar. That's four. Oh, my God.
That's a lot of lies.
I'm essentially a bag of lies. I'm
pretty much just untruth incarnate.
Yeah, truth, not facts here at the Crazy Town.
Not even truth.
Oh.
Just not facts either. Fuck you. Everything's a lie now.
Yeah, I saw ramen falling from the green sky today from the purple clouds.
That was the closest thing to the truth you've ever seen.
Fair.
It's 2020. That could have happened.
Yeah, dude. No shit, right? Dude, I saw a cat eat a giraffe. Anyways, in Arkansas, Florida.
Uh-huh. See? You see what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
See? Right here. Right on brand.
There was a grave of a man.
Just one.
Just one.
In the whole state.
That's it. Just one. They all were in it. Everyone.
I like improv news, by the way.
His family kept finding dead animal carcasses on his grave.
Sure. What kind of animals? Unicorns? Leviathans?
Krakens?
Cthulhu?
Manitars?
Yeah, absolutely.
Man-o-wars?
Sphinx?
Yeah, dude. Giant...
Jonas, all right. We're going to lose it. Let's go. What kind of carcass?
Hey, you're the one taking off the rails, dude.
I can't help it, dude. It's improv news now.
Right. So... they decided to,
What kind of carcasses were it?
It didn't say.
Just like animal carcasses?
Yeah, just dead animals.
All right,
I'm sure there was maggots.
Ew.
We talked about those last episode or a couple episodes or a Madden episode or something.
Yep.
There was 16 dead animals between May and July. And the family was like, okay, you know, one dead animal, maybe something happened.
Mm-hmm.
16 dead animals. We got a trend, folks.
That's a lot.
Yeah, dude, it's trending upwards. More animals, more of the time.
I mean, it depends on like what kind of animals, to be honest. Because if it's like deer, then yeah, something's up. But if it's like, you know, a rabbit,
find 16 dead rabbits in the same spot, there ain't something happening.
Well, I don't know. I figure like if it's a dog, dogs like to eat their food in the same spot. You know, animals like repetition too. They're like. They like a schedule.
I'm just going to put a dead squirrel outside your bedroom door. And you'll be like, wow, 16 dead squirrels.
Jonas, if you started eating dead squirrels, like if I saw you a Tupperware full of dead squirrels in there.
Okay.
And then like over by my door, I found like a plate and a knife and a fork. I'd be like, I guess Jonas likes to eat his dead squirrels outside my room.
Yeah. You know, I like to be close to you when we eat, regardless whether you know it or not.
Doesn't surprise me.
So they watched some security footage from the cemetery. And they saw a woman, but they noticed that it was a wig and some glasses.
Okay.
And a coat. And
I thought it was a woman.
Turns out it was a 78-year-old man.
Uh-huh.
It was his neighbor.
His neighbor?
From when he was alive.
Howdy, neighbor. Wait, what?
It was his arch nemesis. He hated him so much that when he died, he dressed up like a woman and went and put dead animals on his grave.
What? Why? Wait. Okay. Keep going.
It's Arkansas, Florida, dude.
See, I don't know which one it is, though, because those are two different. It could be
either
one.
It's Arkansas, but we always say
based, oh, okay. Arkansas, Florida.
Yeah, Arkansas, Florida.
All right.
They said that they have always had beef, and it started over the dispute of a line on their land.
Oh, my God. He was one of those.
And they went to court over it, and he lost. And, like, so this dude dies, and he's dropping dead animals on his fucking grave, dude. Like,
that motherfucker watched too many cartoons at his age. Yeah, that's kind of crazy. I don't know if I have enough feeling in my heart for anybody. Anything. For anybody enough to do that to them. Like, after you're dead, I still hate you. That's you're holding on, like, to some hate.
I have been wronged by some people in my life, and I don't hate. I can't really say I hate anyone. Like, I dislike some people. Some people I don't want to be around. But it would take a lot for me to, like, be like, I hate you. And then it would take way even more than that for me to want to desecrate your grave with a dead animal.
Yes. Yes. So, yeah, I'm going to have to say is that that guy definitely has some mental problems.
Yeah.
To hate from beyond the grave. I mean, not hate from beyond, but hate somebody
so much.
Beyond the grave.
Yeah,
that's a lot.
Yeah.
Over a property line.
Yeah, well, I'm sure there was other beef, you know. Maybe he fucked his wife or something. Wow.
We'll see now. Then again, now, look. You fucked my wife. I'm putting dead animals in your fucking casket, all right?
Inside, at the funeral, you walk in.
Right? I will exhume your ass.
Just to rub dead zebra on you. But, like, okay, so you made a good point there. You say, I don't know if I have enough feeling in my heart. And sometimes I'm like, A lot of stuff doesn't bother me. And then I wonder, is it like, am I so emotionally dead inside that I just don't feel and that's what the problem is? No. Or am I level-headed and just don't care about shit that doesn't matter?
I don't know. You were just yelling at your computer before we started.
There's a difference between annoyance that comes and goes quickly and having an actual legitimate, like, internal struggle.
And
you know what I mean? Like, when I'm yelling at my computer, I'm like, fuck this shit. You should be faster. I hate you. But I'm not, like, mad. I'm like, I'm not upset. I'm just like fucking hurry up, dude.
I don't know. I just think it's funny the way you manifest, like, just like, it's like all your anger and hate are just like a concentrated ball of energy at your computer, like, right then and there. And it lasts, trust me, I get it, it lasts maybe 30 seconds.
Right. And that's how I am, dude. Like, if something lasts longer than 30 seconds for me, it's a real problem. Like, and that's how I know. It's like, if I get upset, if I get mad, I'm just like, rah-da-da-da-da. And then I'm like, eh, whatever, dude, fuck it. Like, is that because I'm dead inside? Or am I, like, able to, like, process my emotions that fast that I'm just, like, over it?
You're a guy, I think.
Is that what dudes do?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what dudes do. I'm pretty sure that's what separates us from the animals and women.
Yeah. I don't know about all that.
I mean, you know, women.
But, like, yeah, but, like, but that's how I know if something's really a problem. Like, if I have that initial burst of, like, this is bothering me, whatever emotion, anger, sadness, happiness, whatever, and then, like, an hour later, like, it's still in my mind, I'm like, man, that must have bothered me. Like, what am I really feeling about that? Like, you know, we're like, oh, I actually felt true happiness for 5 seconds. I wish I could have that back.
True happiness. Jonas, we've never experienced love.
I don't even know what true happiness is.
I don't know what true love is.
Oh, yeah.
Does that exist? Is that a thing? Let me know, Jonas.
You know, that's a good question. Do you think it's true love or is it just fondness of a person?
Wow, here we go. Now we're getting into it, man. We talk about hate from beyond the grave, and now we're going to talk about love before it.
Yeah, dude.
I am probably the wrong person to
ask about. But I want your opinion. This is why I want to talk to you about this.
But, you know, like, okay, so myself, Jonas, I don't want to see anybody get hurt. So I usually do not, I refrain from talking in a professional way about shit that I don't know anything about. I feel like I've been in love on one occasion where it was to the point I actually wanted to tell the person, like, I have to tell this individual I love them. I've only done that to one person.
Okay.
In my entire life, besides my mama.
Right.
All right? Okay. And then I look back on it, and, you know, I have to say is that my love was fickle, and I feel like so was hers. I don't want to get into my bag, but I don't buy it.
Love thing, because, like, some people don't say that very often. Like, no. Even, like, my grandparents, I think I've only heard them say that to me them say that to people in my family as enough times I can count on my hands and toes my whole life. It was very few and far between. And then my other grandma is like, I love you all the time. So let's just say about, like, a strong connection with a person. You've had girls you've dated for a long period of time.
Sure.
So, like, but do you think that it's, like, when people fall in love, do you think it's, like, it's actually, like, a love thing? Or is it, like, a fondness of that person where you don't want – it's, like, you enjoy their company so much that the thought of them not being around is, like, painful.
Absolutely. All right. So, on looking from where I am to the fact I've only said it to one person, and it took me a year – into the relationship to even get there. I'm going to say is that I feel like most motherfuckers, if you say I love you in the first 6 months, you fucking lying. Is this something you saying? You don't actually mean it. If that's what you call love, then what the fuck? It's so easily no, love is not easily gotten. It's not easily lost. You know? It's hard to get, and it's hard to get, and even harder to maintain.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the older I get, the less I'm able to make that happen in my heart. I don't know.
No, man, it's fine. I agree.
I think people are just, you get more jaded and more dead inside.
Hey, well, you get cynical, man. You do. You go through some shit. Some people put you through some shit. You're just like, I don't know if I really want to go through that anymore.
Yeah. 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 It's like, you know what doesn't hurt? Not having people fuck me over.
Now, that's not to take away from the fact that if we were to have found and maintained, like, good, healthy relationships in our life, we may have a different outlook. And jaded, I don't know if that's necessarily the word I would use for myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very cautious now. And I was already very cautious before. So yeah, now I'm even sense. More
yeah,
cautious.
Yeah, I guess, like, yeah. Well, it's just like... It part of me wants to just be like, well, it always ends up fucked up anyway.
That's a little jaded.
I know, right? No, but I don't know. I'm being a little.
No, yeah, I guess you. I got you. My whole idea is like, I want to reaffirm that I need to value myself. You know, I need to value myself. I enjoy my own company, and that's perfectly okay. If I can find somebody who I can spend time with, that'd be fine too. I mean, it's not like I haven't made some moves. You know, you got to make some moves, but now it's like really hard. Over, like, the last 6 months and into the unforeseeable future. But, you know, with the way that we've been operating, it's okay.
Yeah, dude.
It's okay.
It's okay.
So, love from before the grave, Jonas, love is a lie. Love after, hate after your grave, hate is a lie. 100%.
Yeah. Is there people in this world that you hate? No. Without naming names.
Hitler?
Not a He's big not fan, in this world you know. Anymore.
David Duke. Not a big fan. Nope. Not a fan at all. He's the leader of the KKK.
Yeah, I would say that he's a pretty terrible person. Yeah.
Did you know who David Duke was?
Yeah, he's been around since we were in high school. He was like trying to run for president and shit.
Just making sure, because I found his card in your wallet.
Yeah. Oh, I got the poster in the kitchen.
The poster in the kitchen.
When you open up the plate cupboard, it's on the inside.
Yo, that's a pretty good skit right there, Jonas. I answer a Craigslist ad for a roommate or something. And I walk in, and you got a big frame picture of David Duke in the living
room. You open up the kitchen cupboard. There's like a big old picture of Duke.
With like a robe, you know, you're like, oh no, dude, I don't actually practice. I'm an enthusiast.
They're very elegant robes, don't you think? Like, I mean, I'm a seamstress.
I just collect memorabilia.
I strive to make that same sort of quality gear.
This is actually one of the shell casings from the church shooting. You know, like that.
Wow.
I'm just saying, Jonas, like. That kind of stuff would be weird. What?
Yeah, it would be weird, absolutely.
These chains were taken off an actual
God. Wears them like a wrist bracelet, like he has a bracelet.
And I'll just come in like, yeah, dude, that's cool.
These chains. Jesus Christ. Yeah, dude, I guess that'd be fucked up.
But you're just like a real, you're a historian, a collector.
Yeah, dude, it's right next to his fucking,
these items.
His Hitler hair shavings from the last time he got his head cut, his hair cut before he died.
It's got like freaking stock images from the boy in the striped pajamas and shit.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry, this is a good skit. My head, it worked perfectly, it's funny. We treat it with the reverence it deserves.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, yeah. All right. Fucking palate cleanser.
Palate cleanser. Do you like kittens or bunnies?
Yeah, right. Researchers in Cambridge. I didn't say it was Cambridge University. I may imagine maybe it's Cambridge University.
Uh-huh. Cambridge.
They have created a device.
Hell yeah.
That can perform artificial photosynthesis.
We're making our own plants.
It's like the first of its kind. It can turn sunlight, carbon dioxide, and water into clean energy. The byproduct of it is oxygen and formic acid.
Yeah.
And then you can either store it as fuel or convert it into hydrogen.
What is formic acid?
I don't know. I didn't look it up.
But they said you could transfer that
into hydrogen. Which is a clean fuel too.
So this is another like case in point of like limitless energy, like or like the ideal of like perpetual energy.
Yeah, yeah. And there was another story that it was something about like I think Bill Gates was part of it maybe or somebody. They were like trying to harness sunlight in like a dome, like upside down umbrella structure to create like a ultimate like, I don't know. I read an article about it a long time ago and I forgot, but it was like they finally had like succeeded in harnessing sunlight to create energy.
Yeah.
It's like that Fermi paradox shit where we're harnessing like the universe's like energy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. Because electricity it's fucking old hat, man. Like we need there's something better. There's something better. There's something cleaner than oil, than coal, than electricity. Electricity's pretty clean, though, I guess. But
yeah, yeah.
For the most part,
isn't it crazy that electricity was created that long ago and it still is like the most viable way to like power like homes and like shit like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't even know. It was like. Colonial times, you know what I mean? Like it's a long, it's old as fuck.
Yeah, it's a long way from a key on a kite, which I hear is actually not how it happened.
Yeah, probably.
But it's a long way from Tesla making his coil to what we have today. But yeah, man, we got to harnessing what we have here and what we have access to.
Yeah, dude, that makes a level 2 or level 3 society, so we can like harness the power of the sun to like then propel us to Mars faster, so we can get Elon's colony up and running.
There's an idea. I don't know, man. I like the idea of there being a way to have perpetual energy, but like that's a game changer right there. That's
yeah, what they said they did changer. Is the thing they made is only 20 centimeters by 20 centimeters, so it's only what like 10 inches, yeah, a little bit less, 7 inches maybe.
Yeah, about the size
but they
of my
said
penis.
That they can probably scale it up as big as they want. So if they could like put like a big like 30 foot by 30 foot one of them motherfuckers out in like a big old field. and just like put water in it with sunlight and like produce oxygen and, you know.
How do you monetize it?
How they sell the hydrogen they make.
What hydrogen?
The byproducts. They can make hydrogen with the oxygen they create.
How do you monetize it for people? Like, you put this, say you put this device on a vehicle. What do you do?
Well, you could actually, like, because the Nikola trucks run on hydrogen fuel.
Yeah.
So essentially, like, that, if you create cars that run on hydrogen fuel, you could have these on, like, the roof or something to then the oxygen that's created, then have, like, a hydrogen converter built in, and it would just have, like, a limitless fuel for your vehicle. Ooh, because it would just. But you need to put water in it. It needs water, too.
We can't put the gas stations out of business.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're heading.
Jonas, those are American jobs. They took their jobs.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. I don't know, man. When I think about, like, what politicians actually have to think about and go through and, like, the regulations and the results of something, like, on this level of technology and the potential impact it could have for us as a country.
Right.
It's too much for me. I'm good.
Oh, you don't want to have that. You don't want to have that power.
I don't want to be president. No, I'm good. Fuck that. Shit's a lot of work, man.
Yeah,
it's a lot of work.
Yeah, you make a lot of friends that way, though.
You make a lot of money.
No, you don't make a lot of money.
Yeah, you make a lot.
The president only makes like $250K a year.
But he write a book. Boom.
Yeah, but you make a lot of friends. Like, you know, you and Putin can go hang out, dude. You guys can, like, go to country clubs together.
How long has Barack Obama been out of office? 4 years almost?
Yeah.
He's a billionaire.
Barack Obama's a billionaire now? Did it finally?
Truth, not facts.
I was going to say, I don't think he's a billionaire.
Truth, not facts.
I don't think he's a billionaire.
Well, it sounded good when I said it with that dramatic.
He's a billionaire for sure.
Oh, yeah, because you make like $750K after you leave, right?
I don't know the rates, but.
I thought he was a billionaire.
I mean, he's a smart dude. He probably has some businesses.
And he wrote a book, and his wife is, what do you call that?
She's got a podcast.
Yeah, she's got a podcast, and she's doing stuff. How would you have felt if she was the vice president?
I thought that might be what they were going to do. Because they said he was going to pick a woman. I was like, watch it be Michelle Obama.
Whew, it was not.
Nope. Then it'd be like, Barack would be like the vice president. Husband or whatever, the second lady or the second man, or I don't know what they would call. What do they call the vice president's wife? Because it's the first lady.
First lady, second lady.
Is she the second lady? Is that what they call her?
The second lady, I think. I don't know.
I don't know. The second sounds like it would be right, but it also sounds derogatory.
Oh, does
like,
it?
Oh, here comes the second lady.
Here comes the lady of honor.
The lady of the night.
Whoa. I like that.
So, but yeah, dude, that's I thought that was cool. The shit that technology is creating in these days, dude, is nuts.
Yeah, but then, like, okay, here's the other thing, Jones. The shit never comes out, all right? Shit never comes out.
Well, yeah, well, I mean, it takes.
What about your goddamn phones that you were telling me about with the fucking charge up fast?
Charge fast? Oh,
that
dude,
never
probably
happened.
Be in the Google phone in like 2 years.
No, not buying it.
That was the most boomer statement you've ever said. No, I'm not buying it.
We're
So, anyways, that's all time we have for today's episode. Please make sure to like and subscribe. And if you have already done that, you should go follow him on Twitch because he's famous.
TNT Dynamite. I'm on Twitch every single day at 10 o'clock a.m. Central. That's TNT Dynamite _CrazyTown at twitch.tv.
Hell yes. So, for Jonas, we'll catch you on the next one. We are out.